Well, greetings, everyone, in the BBS radio audience. Kalik Sapnat Parnia here, L, and we are in the Royal Priesthood Room broadcasting live to you from the historic Locust Plantation in the heart of the Delta in Greenville, Mississippi. And we're going to have a lively discussion tonight. Elijah and I have been talking here about many, many topics. We've narrowed our discussion down tonight to talk about something very important. Our audience, our Royal Priesthood Council and listeners are not altogether come in yet. But we are going to talk tonight about the Great Pyramid and Giza and the pyramid structures that are around the world, from the Great Pyramid all the way to Easter Island, to Anka, Cambodia, pyramids in South America, pyramids in Mexico, all the way stretching around the world, and even Stonehenge. We're going to talk about these structures tonight and who left them and why they were left and what do they mean to us today. We were going to talk last week about grounding, and we never got a chance to talk about grounding, Elijah. As you were saying a moment ago, that's a great subject to talk about.
Yes. Yes. I think it's really important right now to talk about the grounding because I think we all need it.
Well, there is a piece that we're going to do in the event coming up in April, a special ritual, a special burial ritual that we're going to do, calibrate and to realign and harmonize our energies with the Earth based on some moon activity that's going on this year. That is very, very special. We have a super moon coming up, and the moon is going to be very, very close to the Earth. And some very special alignments, planetary alignments, that we're going to discuss as well. Now, it's not quite time yet. We have about two more minutes before we're scheduled to start. And those of you that are in the BBS radio audience, if you'd like to join the discussion, you can do so by calling this number, 712-775-7085. And the participation code is 568-788-POUND. So if you would like to participate in our discussion tonight, you can do so. Again, that number is 712-775-7085. And the participation code or access code is 568-788-POUND. And we see that the room now is starting to have some activity. People are coming aboard into the room tonight, and we are going to sound the shofar in just a few more seconds here, and I'm going to play our theme song, and we're going to start the show rolling. All right. Hang on, everyone. Hang on. We'll be with you in a few shakes here. We're going to pause right now for station identification. All right, I'm Khalif Sefnapar Neil, and you are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. And here we go. Hello, welcome, 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 welcome. Queen Two, I see Queen Two. I'm not sure if that is our queen from Ethiopia. I'm going to, you know who you are. I'm going to unmute your sound system here and allow you to identify yourself. If you're in the room, please speak up now, Queen Two. Hello. Can you hear me? Queen Two.
Yes, I can.
All right.
Hear you.
You can hear me. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm not your queen, too. That's my board name.
That's your board name. Okay, I thought you were our queen from the Ethiopian Oil Federation.
Sometimes she joins us here, and
nonetheless, we're excited to have you because 2016 is the year of our queen. So we're excited that you come in, and thanks for joining us. Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about the Great Pyramid and the pyramids that are around the world, stretching all the way from the Giza Plaza or the Giza Plateau, right there in Egypt, going all the way across around the world, wrapping around the world. And we're going to start with a scripture that's found in the Bible. Believe it or not, the Bible speaks something that's just great. Now, I've had a lot of conversations today, starting out very early this morning, some very long conversations. So I'm not exhausted, but I'm just in a mellow time. Hello?
Can we turn it down just a little bit?
Can we turn it down a little bit? Can you hear me?
I don't think they mean you.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what, let's do this.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. All right. That's better. Now, there's a very interesting passage found in the Bible. Now, before I read this passage, let me just say to all of the listeners in the radio audience, as well as those who are in the Royal Room tonight who have joined us, that if you look at what I'm about to say from a religious standpoint, you will miss it. I'm going to give you a reading, and I'm going to attempt to show you the science behind this scripture that we're about to read, as well as bring it into a contemporary reflection to show you what it really means to us right now. So those are the two objectives here, to show you the science behind what we're about to read and also show you what it means and how to identify what it means right now to us. Because these pyramids are activating themselves around the world. They are beginning to activate. Now, I don't have all of the information as it relates to how many are activated, but some of them are starting to activate themselves again, and I'm going to explain to you why that is happening, and I'm going to explain to you why you see this phenomenon we call chemtrails in our skies. We're going to talk a little bit about music industry frequencies. We're going to talk about radio towers. We're going to talk about electrical appliances. We're going to talk about all of the gadgets and gizmos now that are creating electrical magnetic energy fields all around us and what those energy fields are doing to us and how we can overcome them. all of that is bound up in this discussion and in this science in the Great Pyramid, as well as the rest of the pyramids that are on these ley lines, and they are in a certain geometric position as relates to each other, and they create what is called a grid, an electrical grid. Now, I had a wonderful discussion with my older brother, and we bounce off of each other quite nicely. I wished I could get him in the conversation. I know he's not going to do it, but if I could get him in the conversation with us, Elijah, it would be just phenomenal because his knowledge is so broad. But again, he probably won't do it. And I won't call his name because I don't want him to get angry with me. But nonetheless, here's the passage here. Frank, how you doing tonight, man?
Well, we're going to talk about those pyramids, okay? The one that is in Egypt. We're going to start with the Great Pyramid there in Egypt. And then, of course, there are three pyramids there that are together. The Great Pyramid is, of course, the largest one. And those three pyramids are very symbolic in nature. Now, here's the passage. Listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 19 and verse 19, it says, "In that day there shall be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to the Lord. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts." All of these words are very, very important. "In the land of Egypt, for they shall cry to the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior," capital letter, capital S, Savior, "and a great one," capital G, capital O, "and he shall deliver them." Excuse me. Now, these passages that we are, that I've just read, these two verses, rather, there's a great science behind this. Now, I'm going to attempt to unveil and talk about this because it says, "In that day," meaning a day that would come, "there will be an altar." Now, what, in fact, is an altar? An altar is a place where we go as humanity or as human beings to make contact with a divine being so that the two, human and divine, can have a point of contact or a point of connection or a point of communion. A point of communion. So an altar basically is a place where we go so that man or human or humanity can connect or make contact with the divine. That's what an altar is for. It's a place of connection that you connect. Now, saying that, it says in the verse that it is to the Lord. Now, in the Bible, or the English Bible version of King James, all of the letters in the word Lord is capitalized, which means that is Yahweh. That is a name, Yahweh. But let me say something at the very onset here. This Yahweh, boy, this is going to sound really hard on the ears of religious people. It's not a person. It's a formula. And it stands for fire, air, water, and earth. Masculine and feminine principles that are at work. Again, fire, air, water, and earth. Four elements that make up the material world that we are in, the molecular structure, the molecule that we have in third dimension reality, or what we would call reality, really is actually not, but that's another discussion. And so this altar here is to
the feminine and masculine principles, or the four elements that are a formula, an altar to the Lord. And it's supposed to be in the midst of the land of Egypt. Now, there's only one place on the entire planet. There's only one place on the entire planet that answers to this particular passage that we've just read. An altar in the midst of the land of Egypt. And it says, at the border thereof. Now, the quadrant or the delta fan-shaped quadrant of the of Egypt is shaped just like a delta quadrant or fan. And if you would take a line and divide it into half and making two equal sections in the middle, and placing the line in the middle, the Great Pyramid would sit exactly in the middle of the delta quadrant. And at the eastern end of Libya, or the Sahara Desert, would be the border. So this passage here locates geographically a monument, or in this case, it says an altar in verse 19. Later it says a monument down in verse number 20. Well, it says in 19 as well, a pillar, because a pillar is a monument. And that speaks to the Sphinx that is there. With the Great Pyramid, because the Sphinx sits there in front of the Great Pyramid, and the Sphinx is the head of a woman and the body of a lion. It's a huge monolith that sits there, and that represents the zodiacs from Virgo all the way to Leo, all the way back around. So you do the math on that, and that's kind of like a no-brainer. But now this monument, or this altar to the Lord, sits in the exact center of Egypt, in the landmass of Egypt, dividing it into an exact half, and it sits right at the border. So if you come down and you come to the border of the Sahara Desert, the eastern end of Libya, you would, which is Giza, which is the Arabic word, Giza, the Giza Plateau, would this structure, a monolith, be sitting. Now, what's so phenomenal about this, Bishop from Shreveport? If you're listening to me, we've just read, Bishop, the book of Isaiah, chapter 19. Hello?
Can what?
If you do something.
Do you hear me?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Bishop from Shreveport? Well, maybe you can't hear me. I thought I saw you. Did you disappear?
Yes, he came in. I'm going to go find him for you.
Okay. Well, I was trying to pull him in to see if he heard the scripture, and all of a sudden it looks like he just disappeared on me.
Yep. He's gone again.
I saw him, and then he swooped in, and then he swooped right out.
Yep. He's gone.
He's gone?
Maybe he'll be
okay.
Back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, the other thing about this Elijah is this. This monument not only sits in the center of Egypt, it also sits right in the center of the landmass of the entire planet. And, you know, we could devote an entire lesson or an entire discussion, I should say, to this Great Pyramid. Hmm. Now, for all of the religious people, this is going to be somewhat of a quandary, somewhat of an enigma, puzzle, especially in Western Christianity, because here is a monument that is to the Lord in Egypt, a place that we're told that is pagan and demonic and is unspiritual. But yet here in this Bible that most Christians use in Western Christianity is this monument. There he is. He came back.
I know. He's got a lot of noise.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you
were. I was leaving somebody's house, and they had noise, so.
Okay.
I'm on. Hey, Elia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You can block me out if he needs me. Put me back in.
Just get your Bible and read Isaiah 19:19-20. I'm putting you back on mute. I'm putting you back on mute. Just get your Bible and read Isaiah 19:19-20. Now, this great pyramid is going to pose a problem for Western Christianity because we've been conditioned away from Egypt as not being spiritual. But here, right in the book of Isaiah, it is saying that this is an altar to the Lord, to the God that we claim, that Christians claim in Western Christianity. And it says that it is in the center of the earth. Now, whoever put this here, and we believe we know who did it, it was placed there thousands and thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the date that modern historians and scientists and archaeologists tell us, because they're trying to conceal and hide some things from us that we're going to talk a little bit about tonight in terms of how this thing was built. It was built on a certain frequency resonance, and this frequency resonance is a frequency resonance that harmonizes all of the planetary energy and cosmic energies of our universe. Now, let me say that again. This is what makes this an altar. This object that we call the Great Pyramid, it harmonizes all of the, it is on a frequency that harmonizes. It is built on a scale or with the proportions with the golden section or the golden means ratio, as well as the sacred triangle, which resonates the frequency of the planetary energies and cosmic energies of the universe, and it also resonates with the cosmic energy inside of us or inside of man. It is built with the dimensions, geometrically, mathematically, to resonate with all cosmic planetary energies and our energies, human energies. And I'm going to tell you what those frequencies are in just a moment, because it's going to be very important for you to understand the sacred triangle and this sacred frequency that's coming, because at the end of the day, we are all frequency. And our health and well-being is based upon frequencies. If these frequencies are maladjusted or tampered with or changed, or if they are lowered or raised, we are out of harmony with planetary frequency and cosmic frequency, then we begin to malfunction as a result in the form of diseases, in the form of mental illnesses, in the form of wars, pollutions, and all of the maladies that we see in our world today. And we can locate a time when these frequencies were changed. But this pyramid is built as a huge resonator, not just only for the people of Egypt, as we are beginning to see, as we began to look at the pyramids around the world. They were built to keep the resonant harmony of planetary and cosmic energy in balance with the beings that occupy this planet, who resonate at the same frequency. And to tamper with that is to tamper with, and there are reasons why people are tampering with. And we're going to talk about that in, you know, just a little bit. There are reasons why they tamper with these frequencies. As we can see again now, I've dug into this a lot here. I'm digging into the science of Isaiah 19:19. I'm moving beyond the religious interpretation into the scientific application as it relates to what this passage that is veiled with a lot of religious platitude and a lot of religious veneer, stripping away the religious veneer and showing you the actual science in a moment, because this pyramid is built on the scale of the sacred triangle and the golden section, or the golden means ratio, and is a form built on a consistent pattern of pi and the Fibonacci pattern. Excuse me.
What is the golden mean?
Pardon me?
What, could you explain to us what the golden mean is?
We'll get to that in just a second.
Okay.
Because we're going to get to the 0.5 times 0.882 equals 0.441.
Whoa.
And we're going to get to all of that in just a moment, because if we're talking about frequency, you got to remember, everything is frequency.
Right.
Everything is frequency. Everything is frequency. In the beginning was a word.
Mm-hmm.
That word created a sound. The sound now has a frequency. The planets are making a sound and a frequency, and that frequency has a hertz or beat per set. And as this frequency vibrates, it creates what we call form, because frequency creates form.
Right.
In other words, the material world. Everything you see, a table, a chair, a tree, a human being, is a frequency at a certain hertz or a certain vibration. You understand?
Yes. Makes sense.
So as we begin to look at this great pyramid and all of the pyramids, they were built on the ley lines of the earth to create a grid to keep this planet in harmony and to keep the beings in harmony with cosmic planetary energies that are coming in, so that there would be no dissonance, or there would be no friction or static interference, and we would harmonize. And this is how these structures were built, and why they were built. This is why they were built. They were not built as presidential candidates, Ben Carson say, as grangers, or to store grain in so that the people could eat. They were not built. We have not found any coffins or tombs inside of the pyramids. They were not built as buried. They were built as advanced, sophisticated, highly technological resonators to keep the harmonic balance between planetary energies and the people on the planet, to keep them in resonance. And so the world was a place of peace. The world was a place, and ancient cultures such as Lemuria and Atlantis and ancient Egypt, they had, believe it or not, no word for jail. There were not sicknesses, and there was a time when people, the longevity or the lifespan, as intimated or hinted in the Bible, in the early passages of the Bible, where the longevity of man lived quite a long lifespan,
as is evidenced
in the Emerald Tablets that were found underneath Pyramid of the Sun in Mexico, where Thoth states that he lived 18,000 years, and then when he finally decided to die, it was not the death that we normally call or in the manner in which men die, but he does say that he would return again. And I believe we've reached that point again where the possibility of long life, longevity, and living forever is again possible. We've come to that stage in the procession where the energies are now coming in. Why do I say that? I say that because of the incessant desperation of the world's elite to sprinkle our skies in the ionosphere with nanotechnology that has lead, barium, manganese, titanium, and other metals to reflect and refract being these lights or these energies, as they are coming in, these planetary energies, as they are coming in to block them to keep us from ascending as a humanity. That's one of the reasons. Now, I speculate there are other reasons that there are some beings on this planet that cannot absorb and handle these energies that are coming in. These energies that are coming in, they cannot handle them. So there is an extensive campaign globally to tic-tac-toe the skies, to place in the ionosphere where the electricity, where the ions are, this nanotechnology, so that as these energies come in, because I do believe that as these energies come in, they're going to activate these resonators that we call pyramids, that are in Mexico, that they found one off the coast of Florida, they found one off in the sea in Japan, I believe. There's a pyramid in what they call the Bermuda Triangle where ships go in. They've been known to come up. Missing airplanes have gone in there and have not come out. Amelia Earhart flying across the Atlantic, no one ever saw her again, so forth and et cetera. When you fly in certain zones, you can go through vortexes and go into other dimensions and never be found. Now, so these pyramids, when they're activated, will create an energy grid that will cause humanity once again to resonate and to be in harmony with planetary cosmic energies so that we can reach our potential as humanity. And there are those forces, those people. One, I believe, and I'll pause here and let you all get in the conversation. There are reasons, I believe. Now, let me read the rest of the passage before I pause. It says, and it shall be for a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts. Now, that word Lord of hosts is in all capital letters. The word Lord is in all capital letters of hosts. And that is Yahweh Sabaoth. Now, Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, means the Lord of the armies. Now that word encompasses what I've been constantly repeating. Sabaoth, host, means the cosmic and planetary energies, the Lord of hosts, the host of heavens, which means the stellar and the orbs and all of the asteroids, all of the cosmic influences and energies that are moving and aligning themselves in such a way. So the Lord of hosts, it says, now listen to this again, and it shall be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressor. Here is the oppressor identified. People that are placing these chemtrails in the sky, the people that are making these frequencies in music, in radio, telephone. If you're talking on a telephone or listening to a computer right now, the frequency that is being emitted by this electronic device is not the frequency that is consistent with planetary and cosmic energy. Those frequencies have been manipulated because they create energy fields that affect your energy field and that lowers your vibratory frequency lower to keep you dumbed down from reaching your potential. But these pyramids are placed in strategic positions around the planet in order for you to reach your potential, in order for you to have clairvoyance, in order for you to be able to talk telepathically without the use and aid of an electronic device or a cell phone tower or aerial wires or cable or fiber optic. You are built as a special cosmic electrical frequency with unlimited power and potential and ability. And you can resonate with planetary and cosmic power. Because now, here it is right here, and I'm going to pause. And it shall be for a sign. A sign means that it is pointing to something. So this pyramid, or these pyramids, are a sign. This particular pyramid in this particular passage is a sign that sit right in the center, right in the geometric center of the landmass of the earth, is a sign. A sign of what? It is a sign of something that's sitting right in the geometric center of you, right in the geometric center of your being, in your brain. There is something in your brain that corresponds exactly to this great pyramid. The great pyramid had a king's chamber, had a queen's chamber, and something that is called an antechamber or a secret chamber. Well, right in your brain, in the middle of your brain, which is the middle of your being, as this pyramid sits in the middle of the center of the earth, is our chambers that house the pineal gland, which is the king's chamber, the pituitary gland, which is the queen's chamber, and the optic thalamus. The word thalamus means chamber, or the light chamber, or the secret chamber. Right in the middle of your brain, there is something that is housed, and these ancient Egyptians knew it. They knew it. They wrote it in the walls as the Eye of Horus. They wrote it. Okay, Tony, come on, man. Come on, help me. You know how I bounce off of you. Come on, Tony, help me, man, please. Come on. Come on, say something. Show your face, all right? So these ancient Egyptians knew this. They knew this. Now, there are some sensitive pieces that I need to talk about that I cannot talk about because there was, well, I guess I can. I won't say I can't. Let me talk about it this way. At the time that these pyramids were built and constructed, certain species of humans were not on this planet. They were not on this planet. So there was no problem. But then, as time progressed, and through the evolutionary cycle, and for another discussion, another species of human beings appeared on this planet that cannot withstand and cannot absorb the frequencies that are resonant inside of the construct of these pyramids and inside of the regular human being or the original human beings. So therefore, once these new species of human beings got control over the planet, they began to lower this frequency. Now, I need to stress to you that the knowledge of the ancient Egyptian priests was founded not in the mystic or astrological or esoteric doctrines, but it was found upon a strict group of the principles on which the universe is founded. In other words, what I just said, that at the basis of the theoretical and spiritual construct of the universe, the ancient Egyptian initiates lay first and foremost a principle of knowledge, and that not of faith. So these Egyptian priests were guardians of the knowledge of harmony. The harmony is the thing that embraces all spheres of activity and knowledge in the universe to be in harmony. Now, these new species of beings that were introduced later after these pyramids were built. Someone else is texting me.
Bishop.
Yes, go ahead. I'll stop. I'll pause because I wanted to say that this is a sign.
Okay.
I wanted to say, and I got that in. Verse number 20 says, and that it shall be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts. And I don't want the people to miss this a lot. I want them to understand that the Lord of hosts, these cosmic, these stellar bodies, these luminous, it's called doxia, the glorious ones, the luminary bodies that are in existence in our cosmos, in our universe, the stars, that are emitting this tremendous energy and frequency. The Lord of hosts shall be a witness to the Lord of hosts and shall be a sign, because now these influences and these frequencies will affect our planet And I'm focusing on the chemtrails in particular. We could talk about the ELFs, extra low frequencies. We could talk about the frequencies that the British Standard Institute has decided that all music will be tuned 1.0 step below this 441 frequency to A440. And I can't talk about that like my brother talks about it. I wish I could, but go ahead. I'll pause.
Bishop,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I read a little bit about this. When the pyramids were built, the world standard frequency they say was 432, and that was found in everything. It was found in nature. It was found in the cosmos, everything. But then when the powers to be came in, they realized they couldn't control or they couldn't handle these frequencies, so they changed it. I guess back in the 1950s. To 440. The 432 brought about a calmness and an enlightenment. People would have been calm. They would have been enlightened. Their thought patterns would have been totally different from what they are now. But when the powers to be came in and changed it, they changed it to 440, which made people very aggressive. So those when we look at our young people and say how aggressive they are and the things that they're doing, they can't help it. And because one thing, the music that they're listening to, it's all over the place now, because they're saying that all the orchestras, like San Francisco, the Boston Orchestra, they all have a different, they're all set up on a different frequency. So we are now being exposed to all these different frequencies, and we're spinning like a, what do you call those, spinning tops?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying some very powerful things. I can't articulate it like Tony can say it better than I can, but I'm going to try my best, because I tried to pick his brain today and I tried to make some notes. Because his musical concept and his construct of music, it's all in him. I mean, it is him. But let me try to just rub a couple of points that you're making. As far as the 1930-some-odd-another change, it was a frequency that Hitler used that does stir aggressiveness by stimulation of the left brain and suppression of certain chakras, particularly the suppression of the heart chakra, so that we can't feel love while stimulating left brain brain waves, beta waves, which throws us into basically the fear mode, which goes into fight or flight. And that is where we get the aggression from. But it is not only found. Now I'm going to drop something on you, because you open this Pandora's box, okay?
Okay.
It's not only the music that the young people are listening to, it's the church music that the church people are listening to.
I was going to get to that, because okay. Now, I can remember, you know, when we listened to the old hymns that were soothing to us and brought a calmness and emotions out of us. But now the church music has become wild, and I'm not saying all of it, but you got all this contemporary and all these drum beats and the different
rock
beats.
Rock and roll. Yep.
Yeah, but each one, but they got the different beat.
Yes.
I think it said the beat. I don't understand this, but they said the beat of the planet is 8.
Tony is online too. Where's Tony?
Online.
Tony,
I'm right here.
Tony,
I'm here.
Okay, I'll shut up and let Tony talk.
Thank God, Tony can help us with this. Wow, I'm over here sweating.
Hey, am I online?
Yeah, you're
yes.
on, Tony. You're on.
Oh, okay. Okay, I heard you speaking, sister, and concerning 432, and that information is partially right, because the standard that was changed in 1939 to bring about a different kind of frequency, frequency and control over the masses of people, it definitely brought about a real serious change. And what you were saying about the Philharmonic and the bigger orchestras in the world, they actually tuned to 441. And that esoteric number is not widely known. It's basically been kept pretty much a secret. And what Khalif was talking about in our herd, I think you asked about the golden section, which is a calculation based on 0.441, which is a calculation that's in the pyramid. That base is what they use to build the pyramid, and it is a part of the human being. That whole equation of 441.
You go, boy. You go. See, I couldn't explain that like that. Go, man.
Well, Tony, can I ask you a question?
Well, let Tony finish first.
Okay.
Well, you said it real beautifully, Khalif, how you delivered from the passage to what it is and how we will be affected when this great pyramid of Giza is activated, which is going to have an impact on all the pyramids. And these energies that's going to come in is definitely going to affect everybody. And we're in that time change now. And
he also mentioned, I hear you guys, Tony, you told me also something else that you know, had slipped. I was aware of it, but it just slipped my mind. I never thought about it in the way you told me today. That Pythagoras, way back, changed it. After studying in Egypt, he also changed something way back.
Pythagoras and the Pythagorean theory, I don't know why he did it, but the information that we have today that's been unfolding to the actual golden ratio, that equation, they knew then that 2 times 0.441 is the golden section. And that number is a man, and also built into the pyramids, like you were saying, all the sections of the pyramids and how they affect different parts of your brain and your body is all from that calculation. And we're a part of that calculation. 441 comes to a very even number, and is four cents as in a frequency vibration away from 440 that they changed it to, which causes discord in the world, as we know it.
And in us, too, in our body.
That's what I said. It changes the discord in the world and in us, too.
Correct.
Because we are part of that frequency that the pyramids were built for. toward the, it's an information center.
That's the question that I want to ask. I'm going to pose something hypothetical to everyone. So we know today that even our modern construction companies can't build the pyramids. You can't even slide a credit card through those. And so there is speculation out here that it had to be done through levitation. So obviously the priest and
I was just saying that today to my brother.
they were capable of levitation. So if we can go back to the frequency of 441, then what it spoke about us being superhumans at that point, we're going to be able to levitate too.
Well, there was, it seems and appears that there was a device that was connected with that. It wasn't just that they could move things with their mind. It was a device that actually helped them move those super weights, those stones, and place them in the way that they did. It's through the hypotenuse of the formula, though, they were able to lay these stones perfectly.
It's amazing.
Through that formula. It's more than amazing.
It's more than amazing.
And even the Japanese, when they were trying to build even just a miniature model of this pyramid, could not do it with modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess, too, another thing here is that we have to lay into proper tension and bring into balance is the fact that the energies, as we are precessing along the ecliptic in the great year, and we move through the galaxy and the sun is pulling us at tremendous speed, we are now back into a vicinity of star bodies where these energies and these frequencies are very, very strong, very, very strong, which is going to raise the consciousness and raise the awareness as well as the intelligence of people on this planet. Now, again, I need to
emphasize, already in motion.
I do believe that there are species of human beings on this planet that cannot absorb these energies. Now, if I would go to my Bible and I would use the Bible and see what the Bible says and strip away the religious veneer, in other words, the interpretation, and look at the science behind what it says, I think we can come to what I'm trying to express. And it says that the kings and all of the people of the earth will run to the rocks and the mountains and cry, saying, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. In other words, these energies are going to be so ferocious and so fierce. And at this point, I want to read another passage of scripture that I wanted to read and strip away the religious veneer of it again and get to the science of it. Once you understand that the Bible is a book of science, you are on your way to correctly interpreting the Bible, that it is a book filled with cosmology, with metaphysics, with quantum physics, and by quantum physics, I mean the parts of the quantum field, and you begin to understand particles and subatomic particles and so forth, et cetera. But here in the book of Zephaniah, I want you to listen to what it says. It says, therefore, wait you upon me, says the Lord. There's the word Lord again. There's that formula, fire, air, water, earth, the four elements. It says, wait until the day that I rise up to the prey. Listen. For my determination is to gather the Gentiles, the nation. And these are different species of people that I was talking about, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation. Now, indignation is a very strong word. Even all my fierce, that's another modifier. Anger, adjective, modifying anger, fierce. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire. There's another modifier of my jealousy. So we're looking at a situation here. If you strip away the religious interpretation veneer,
and look at the science of it and think about the creation and the cosmology, we have now entered into, again, in a cyclical kind of way, a part of the universe where these energies are so intense that certain people on the planet will not be able to absorb or withstand these energies. I'll read it again, just for clarity in my own mind, so that it is still in my own mind. It says, for my determination is to gather the nations, the Gentiles, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. Now, this is not some person up there that's doing this. These are principles that are at work. Principles that are at work. And the people that cannot absorb or withstand these energies are going to taste the fire. What makes me think that we are here is the incessant activity of these people trying to block these energies out by placing these heavy metal particles in the ionosphere, in the part of the spheres where there is electrical activity, to change the frequencies that hit the earth. They are running these chemtrails day and night globally, trying to block these energies so that these grids are not activated, so that the 441 frequency cannot activate not only the pyramids, but what the pyramids symbolize, that is us. Because remember now, this pyramid is a sign. A sign is not the substance or the source. And I tried to point out to you that inside of the construct, in a very elementary kind of fundamental way, without getting into the deeper aspects of the dimensions and designs and calculations of the pyramid, that contained within this pyramid is contained within it the way it is astronomically designed and geographically located, mathematically constructed, is a sign of you, the microcosm, which is the smaller model of the macrocosm, which is above you. As above, so below. So to prevent you from being activated. And now let me stop. Someone's trying to talk.
No, I'm just saying well said, man. That's beautiful.
Well said, yes. Absolutely. Eloquent.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, there's a magnetic wave that's coming to the planet. NASA's even been talking about it in the last couple of weeks. And I think it's they were predicting that last year. They were a little early. It'll be here, they say, towards the end of March. I think from the 22nd.
Yeah, I thought it was coming last year myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's going to be here. They actually are tracking it. NASA is. And they're not sure what it's going to do to the planet. I'm pretty certain they do know what it's going to do to some of them. You know, magnetics, don't they also play a part in levitation? And you know that some of the pyramids, like over in Bosnia and in Egypt, they've been reporting a beam coming out of the top of these pyramids that is like a light blue color. Their grids are turning on. You guys care to speculate on what that might be?
There was talk of a particular crystal that was supposed to be there. I don't know if that crystal was removed to protect it or is somewhere near, but it's on the lines of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any information on that.
Are you talking about a crystal that they found, a large crystal over there in one of those underwater pyramids over there by Cuba? which is, you know, some speculation. You know,
as far as
well, there's also a crystal that they found over in Iraq, which was behind the coup or dismantling
of
Saddam Hussein in Iraq. It wasn't about oil. It was about this mirror or crystal that was found over there in that ancient land that you all are discussing. And it's interesting that you're talking about this because of the fact when you watch the Superman movies, you see that he has these crystals that he brings from Krypton.
Oh, in that cave, yeah.
That activate. And so they're telling us the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the crystal skulls, think about those, and you kind of get close to the discussion that we're talking about. They're kind of disclosing to us that they've taken another very interesting thing, Sister Hill Geneva, that we need to talk about and that we haven't said. We're out of time tonight, and Frank has already said that he's not going to be sitting here all night. He's got to go home and do some home. He said Geneva knows. He says Geneva knows what's happening.
Got to do some homework.
So, Geneva, I don't know what that means now, but Frank said you know what's happening. But he said he's got to go home. He's not going to sit here listening to us talk about all this cosmic frequency 441 all night. At any rate, it is interesting that these people have placed it out there. And another thing that we need to say